From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Steve Inskeep. This weekend, five candidates remain in the race for the Democratic presidential nomination, and they're all attending a debate tonight in Milwaukee just ahead of the next big primary. Wisconsin residents vote on Tuesday. Surveys show John Kerry leading while John Edwards and others try to slow him down. In a few moments, we'll have an interview with Howard Dean, the candidate who once said that he had to win Wisconsin. We will start our coverage with NPR's Scott Horsley, who's in Milwaukee. And Scott, it's a Midwestern industrial state, of course. What are voters telling you is on their minds?
Steve, in a word, jobs, especially industrial jobs. There was a front page headline in the Milwaukee paper Friday showing that the local area here has seen a net loss in jobs now for four consecutive years. That's the longest job drought in 3.5 decades. Just this week, 500 workers at a plant here that makes truck frames learned that their jobs will be moving to Mexico next year. And so that's what most of the candidates have been talking about. John Kerry said last night at a party dinner the Bush administration had ripped the heart out of the heartland. There are some other issues. Opposition to the war is still strong in some parts of the state, like Madison, and farm policy is a concern for some voters. In fact, John Kerry stopped into a diner this morning and talked with a farmer who was visiting a son in Milwaukee about the price of corn and wheat, which is probably not something his Massachusetts constituents bring up that often, but jobs are number one.
Now, Kerry comes in after winning yesterday in Nevada and in a caucus in caucuses in the District of Columbia. How's he doing in Wisconsin?
Well, he is, as you said at the top, still the favorite here, and he's now, of course, picked up the endorsement of retired General Wes Clark, who dropped out earlier this week after losing in Virginia and Tennessee. The Nevada and District of Columbia wins were by large margins, so the front runner could be seen as actually widening his lead, although, to be fair, Kerry was the only candidate who had visited Nevada on the eve of the caucuses there, whereas here in Wisconsin he is facing a legitimate challenge from Senator Edwards and former Governor Dean. His rivals see this as probably the last best place where there's a chance to throw a roadblock in the path of the Kerry steamroller.
Now, Scott, as you know, President Bush's campaign has been attacking John Kerry for taking money from special interests as a senator. Kerry's responding this weekend with an ad saying that the president himself took more money than anybody in history, but it does raise the question of whether Kerry is vulnerable on that point in a general election.
Well, Kerry's defense has been that he's never taken money from political action committees, but he does, of course, take money from individuals, including individual lobbyists. This is an issue that Howard Dean has been trying to raise for a couple of weeks, and it hasn't helped Howard Dean very much. It doesn't seem to have gained much traction, at least among Democratic primary voters. Nevertheless, the Kerry campaign obviously took it seriously enough. The senator responded quickly and vigorously last night during that party dinner. He said President Bush hadn't attacked the nation's problems, so he was attacking rival candidates, making good on Kerry's own promise to vigorously defend the candidate against that kind of charge.
And very briefly, how are the other candidates trying to slow John Kerry down?
Well, John Edwards has generally not talked about Kerry by name, but he may highlight trade again tonight as he did last night. This is an issue that John Edwards may see Kerry as vulnerable on, since John Kerry voted for the North American Free Trade Agreement. It will be very interesting to see how aggressively Howard Dean goes after Kerry. Over the last week or so, he's been very aggressive on some days, much less so on others. He skipped the party dinner last night to go home to watch his son's hockey game in Vermont. He was asked if he would bow out if he loses here in Wisconsin and said, "You'll see Wednesday. We may see tonight," just how seriously Howard Dean is taking this contest.
Okay, NPR's Scott Horsley in Milwaukee. Scott, thanks very much.
My pleasure.